Good morning. We got things working here now. I suppose I should introduce myself since it's the new school year. I'm David Lau. I used to teach here. 10 years ago I retired, but they still give me the privilege of addressing you at least once a month. So that's why I'm here today. One of the greatest promises that God gave to His people in the Old Testament concerning the coming Savior was the promise that God gave to David through the prophet Nathan. David wanted to build a house for the worship of the Lord, but God told Nathan to tell David, "No, I tell you that the Lord will build you a house." And by these words, Nathan was telling David that God was going to have come from David and his family a dynasty of kings that would continue the rule until finally the great son of David would come. And that, of course, is our Lord Jesus, the son of David. God said to David, "I will establish him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever." So from that point on, the book of 2 Chronicles traces the history of what happened after that. How that promise concerning the Messiah was passed down from generation to generation through all the kings that followed David. First, of course, was King Solomon, who did build a temple for the worship of the Lord. And then after him came a series of kings carrying on the royal line of David. Rehoboam, Abijam, Asa, Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, Ahaziah. All of them descendants of David, some of them God-fearing, like Asa and Jehoshaphat, but some of them gross idolaters like Jehoram and Ahaziah. But whether they were believers or unbelievers, the promise of the Savior kept on coming down through them. But then a worshiper of the idol Baal took over the throne. The daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, notorious ungodly rulers. This was Queen Athaliah. And she wiped out all the royal family of David. She killed every one of the persons that could possibly be in that line. But she forgot one. Little baby boy Joash was hidden in the temple by the high priest Jehoiada and his wife. And she did not know about it. And when this little boy was 7 years old, then the high priest Jehoiada masterminded a plot to get rid of that wicked queen Athaliah and put the boy Joash on the throne. And his plot succeeded. And everybody was happy. You might say they were singing in the streets of Jerusalem, "The wicked witch is dead. Athaliah was gone, and now Joash was the new king." And he was of the family of David. So the kingdom was back where it belonged. And then came a happy period of restoring the worship in Jerusalem, rebuilding the temple. And Joash was God's man for the job. We read in 2 Chronicles 24, "Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest." And then we are told Joash set his heart on repairing the house of the Lord. Then he gathered the priests and the Levites and said to them, "Go out to the cities of Judah and gather from all Israel money to repair the house of your God, and see that you do it quickly." Now Joash was a good leader, but he did not have very good followers at first. we are told there was a delay. The Levites did not do it quickly, the Bible says. But Joash persisted, and he told the people that the situation was urgent. Again, the Bible says the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken into the house of God and had also presented all the dedicated things of the house of the Lord to the Baals. So the holy utensils from the temple had been used in the worship of Baal. Now, the first method of raising money for the building project failed, and so Joash tried something else. We read in the Bible, at the king's command, they made a chest and set it outside at the gate of the house of the Lord. Then all the leaders and all the people rejoiced, brought their contributions, and put them into the chest until all had given. The king and Jehoiada gave it to those who did the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and they hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord. So the workmen labored, and the work was completed by them. They restored the house of God to its original condition and reinforced it. So that first method of raising money did not work. The idea was that the Levites were to go out into the villages and into the homes and ask the people to give money. Well, that didn't work. But this chest that Joash set up right at the temple did work. The people were happy. Athaliah was gone. The son of David was on the throne. They came to worship the Lord at the temple, and they were very happy to put in their money into that chest, and they were able to complete the work. God loves a cheerful giver, the Bible says, and they were cheerful givers. Now, a few years ago, several years ago, we were here on this campus, and there were three buildings that were deteriorating. Maybe some of you remember them. Northwest Hall, the Cottage, Rhyme Hall. And it was considered that it was not worth any money to try to repair them. And so the plan was made to build the academic center which we have today. And those three buildings were demolished. Now, where does the money come from for such a big project? Well, it's the same thing. God moves the hearts of His people out of love for their Savior to give their money so that the work can be done. And so the work on the academic building was completed. The workmen did their work. They were hired just as in the days of Joash's building project. And we all rejoice in that. And the money has to keep coming in from cheerful givers. Now, in the days of Joash, they were happy because that wicked queen was gone, and a son of David was again ruling on the throne, and the worship in the temple was being restored, and the building was getting fixed up. So they were all happy about that. And that's the spirit in which they brought their gifts. But today, what do we have? We have something even greater. We don't have a wicked queen who has been destroyed, but we have the great Son of David, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came into the world to defeat a much greater enemy, Satan, the devil. Satan, sin, death, and hell were all defeated when our Lord died on the cross, rose from the dead, and now the Son of David is sitting at the right hand of God, ruling over His people and over all the world. So, in view of such a great triumph, we can be happy too. and do everything we can to keep the treasures that God has given us intact, and as we are able to support this work. May God grant it to all of us. Amen. We conclude our meditation today with the singing of hymn 788, stanzas 1 and 2.